getting ready for Baltimore, and good enthusiastic Thursday practice today, so we're gearing up for Sunday.
How has Derek looked in terms of his, you know, ability to grip the ball and deliver it? Any differences between now and last
better week? Today than yesterday? Okay. Yesterday was still good, but today he appeared more confident, cutting it loose and those types of things.
Is that a situation where in that play, I mean, he's got to slide there, right?
Yes. Get as much as you can and then get down so you can line up for the next down, most definitely.
You guys didn't run the ball a whole lot, and I'm sure some of that is game situation, but does that have to be something you guys have to do more going forward of ensuring that you guys run the ball more?
I think that'd be one of the areas that we'd want to get better at. Number of things in that game that we want to improve upon. So more runs, more touches for everybody would be included in that.
It seemed, at least from the outside, it seemed like they were trying to kind of physically get after Amari Cooper some. Do you expect that to be the norm for somebody who's such a good route runner, good footwork, to try to disrupt him? Is that something he's just going to have to live with?
Well, that's common. You're right. It's common in this sport. It's a physical sport, and when a new guy arrives, he's going to be tested. So we know Amari is up to the task, but that'll be common, not just for Amari, but for all of our young guys as they get indoctrinated into this level.
Bill, on that play where Adam Jones took him and slammed him, number one, can you talk about Amari's blocking on that play? Because from the replay, I mean, it looked like he was doing a phenomenal job blocking on that play. Number one, that. And then number two, how surprised were you that the penalty was not an ejection?
Well, in retrospect, you know, that's something we're just looking back on here on Thursday. To talk about the play, we're always emphasizing for our guys to finish downfield. That's when the explosive runs happen, is when the wide receivers or tight ends block that third level of defense. So Amari was doing as he was coached, to block to the whistle.
Were you shocked that Jones didn't receive a stiffer penalty in the game at least?
Yeah, you know, I'm not really up to speed on all that. We've really addressed the factors that contributed to our level of production on Sunday, and we're looking for improvement across the board as we approach Baltimore, and that's been our focus.
I think from our perspective, we're surprised that Roy Helu was a healthy inactive. Is there a simple reason why he wasn't?
Well, it's always about numbers. We can only dress 46 guys, and so we as a team, we meet and make those decisions and go forward. So we've got a lot of players that we'd love to have dressed, and there'd be a lot of guys also that we wish we didn't have to cut when we got down to 75 or down to 53.
But he is healthy. I mean, he's fine.
Yes, I believe. I don't think he's on the injury report.